Newsom breaks with trade orthodoxy and the case for doubting Russia's mobilization. California Governor Gavin Newsom signaled this week that Democrats might retain some of Trump's tariffs on Canada if the party returns to power, a notable departure from what has been the orthodox Democratic position treating Trump-era tariffs as economically harmful and diplomatically corrosive. That the figure most prominently positioned as a potential 2028 Democratic presidential contender is now floating tariff retention reflects two converging pressures. Some domestic industries, particularly in manufacturing, have rebuilt supply chains around the tariff environment, making sudden reversal disruptive regardless of free trade theory's long run. Canada is a NATO ally, a USMCA partner, and by some measures the United States' largest trading partner. The tariffs created genuine friction with Ottawa. Prescriptions and the working-class voters in Rust Belt states Democrats have been working to recover are often more sympathetic to protectionist trade policy than the party's traditional donor base. The week's most important analytical question surrounds the Ukrainian intelligence claim that Russia plans to mobilize 600,000 additional troops over 2 years, a figure most commentators have interpreted as evidence that Russia is settling in for a long war from a position of strength. That reading deserves scrutiny. Sustained mobilization at that scale imposes significant strain on an economy already under severe sanctions pressure and already experiencing labor shortages in manufacturing and agriculture. Bodies do not automatically translate into battlefield effectiveness. Russia's earlier mobilization waves produced documented problems with inadequately trained and equipped soldiers, morale failures, and command dysfunction. The 600,000 troop plan is a plan, not a capability. And execution has been Russia's consistent weakness throughout the conflict. The sourcing of the figure compounds the uncertainty. Ukrainian intelligence, which produced the claim, has strong institutional incentives to present Russian capabilities as formidable, because formidable Russian capabilities are the most effective argument for sustained Western military and financial support. Observers should watch for concrete indicators that would complicate the Russia is strong and committed narrative. Economic data revealing unsustainable labor market pressure, political signals from within Russia suggesting elite dissatisfaction with the war's mounting costs, or evidence of equipment shortfalls indicating that the mobilization plan has outrun actual. That does not make the figure wrong, but it warrants appropriate skepticism. Historical analogies are genuinely ambiguous. The Soviet Union sustained massive mobilizations during the Second World War, but with significant Allied material support that Russia conspicuously lacks. Germany's later war mobilizations became markers of desperation rather than strength. Military-industrial capacity. If those signals accumulate, the prevailing confident assessment will require revision. The mobilization plan is real, its meaning depends entirely on execution.